Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View, plus a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC, Big Glacier Radio 91.5 on your FM dial. We are rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. Today's start date is 10187. That's 10,187 days since Pluto has had its New Year's going around the sun, heading for its journey, which in Earth terms is 248 Earth years. We go around the sun 248 times. The same time Pluto goes around the sun once. We're 10,187 days into the star date for Pluto's New Year's Day. Glacier notes, no glacier notes today. Nothing's changed except, of course, to remind you that our own Bill Stevenson reminds us that rain actually builds the glacier, doesn't deplete the glacier, because that means there's snow probably up in the higher altitudes, and so that's actually building glacier. So rain is good for the Matanuska Glacier. Other news, Glacier View Community Council Notebook. Not a lot of news going on here because we have no council meetings, but I do want to tell you that the Palmer Job Corps is, great folks. They're working on the installation of the pavilion up here in Glacier View, getting all the wood and steel prepped. The roofing is ordered, and we expect they will be hauling it up for assembly soon. I'll be stopping by the Palmer Job Corps to find somebody to learn more about Job Corps and hope to have an interview for you next week. So what can I tell you about Job Corps right now? That they have young adults there. They train them and certify them in different areas of work. And one of those areas is construction, and those are the folks that are building our pavilion. So thank you very much, Palmer Job Corps. Also on Glacier View Community Council Notebook, this Sunday, from 10 to 4, is the second summer Glacier View flea market. Okay, the second attempt. The first one got rained out. We just got all set up and got the sign out, and it got rained out. So this Sunday, 10 to 4, the Glacier View Flea Market is going to be at Grand View Cafe and RV Park. So up there at about mile 111 is Grand View. You've seen it with the RVs parked out there. In the front of there, there's a lot of parking space. We're going to have the second attempt at the Glacier View Flea Market, 10 to 4, this Sunday. Be there or be square. Next up on the interviews is Glacier View's own Tim Escher. Tim Escher lives here in Glacier View at about mile 91 or so, and he's a member of the Palmer Rotary Club. Yay, Rotary! Okay, Tim Escher is also a volunteer at Radio Free Palmer. He's on the Citizens Advisory Board of Radio Free Palmer, does a lot of technical work. We're going to be interviewing him about some of that technical work. Also, he's the new EMT, but I'm going to let Tim tell you the story. Here's our interview with Tim Escher. Hi, this is Joseph Davis with the Glacier Review. I'm here with Tim Escher, longtime Glacier View resident. We have a couple of subjects today. One is Radio Free Palmer itself, and the second is the world of EMT. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Joseph. Glad to be here.
Great. So you live about mile 90-ish?
90-ish, 90.4.
Okay. And you're up on the bench. You're not quite up on the bench, but you built something on the bench. What did you build?
We have a hut that's up on the top of the bench, up on the tundra, probably 300 feet above our house, that we had helicoptered up there after it was built in our driveway by Chuck Gerwig.
And a hut. It's just a four-sided mom-and-pop B&B, or what is this hut?
No, it's a six-sided hut. And in combination of being a place for me to hang out, it also is a Radio Shack.
Now, by Radio Shack, this means Radio Free Palmer, and I believe it somehow gets the radio signal from Palmer and rebroadcasts it. Is that right?
Yes. And so Radio Free Palmer has a tower on Lazy Mountain, which services Wasilla and Palmer. They also have a tower in Sutton, which services outside of Palmer through Sutton up to about mile 70 or so. And then we grab the signal from that tower in Sutton and rebroadcast it up here in Glacier View. And it covers about from the Chickaloon Post Office, which I think is mile 75 or so. And I've picked it up out at Lion's Head. And it covers that stretch of road.
So now, and what would people dial up on?
It's 91.5 out here in Glacier View.
Okay, and that's FM. So now you say you grab it from the Sutton station. What does that mean?
So I have an antenna that points towards Sutton, an FM receiver antenna, and it grabs that signal from the Sutton antenna and then brings it into the radio shack, into the hut, and runs it through a transmitter, which then sends it back out to a couple of antennas, one of them pointing west, which goes down to the Chickaloon Post Office, and one of them pointing east, which goes out to Lion's Head.
So now, what does this mean like with the FCC? Do they know about this station?
Yes, the FCC knows about this station. We had to go through a fairly drawn-out process with the FCC to ensure there were no other radio stations out here that we would interfere with. It's something called a white area, I think, is what they call it, which means that there's no other FM stations in the area that we would conflict with. We also had to pick a frequency, and most community radio stations are down below 92 megahertz or so, down in the 89-90 range, which is where you find a lot of public broadcasting stations. And so once we picked a frequency and we were able to convince the FCC through some work that a broadcast engineer did for us that there were nothing conflicting, they gave us a license. And so we have a license that's actually separate from Radio Free Palmer, so we could become our own radio station in the future if we wanted to. But currently we're rebroadcasting their signal. And our call letters are KGVC.
So KGVC, KVGC. Okay, so this is Glacier View Community for Big Glacier Radio.
Yes.
In Palmer, it's Big Cambridge Radio. But right now, it is the Palmer station that's rebroadcast over the air so that when we pick it up, it doesn't matter if phone lines are down or internet's down. If it's broadcasting out of Sutton, we've got the signal. Is that about right?
That's correct. And if Sutton was to go down and we had an emergency that we had to broadcast from here, we could do that. We could go up to the hut and broadcast directly from that transmitter up there.
And Radio Free Palmer is able to respond to emergencies and broadcast emergency information, which is one of the reasons that we put this tower up here. And now it's been about, how long has it been, a year by now?
2 years, I think. And the other important thing to note is that it is on a full backup generator as well. And so if we do lose power from MEA out here, so for example, if the road was to go out and we also lost power lines and phone lines and everything else, we would still have power at that hut and we could still transmit.
Well, that's a huge service, and in part thanks to Mike Malevsky and Radio Free Palmer. In fact, a lot to Mike Malevsky and Radio Free Palmer. And thanks to yourself and also the Glacier View Community Council has funded this from time to time with upgrades because it's part of our emergency program for radio, which is not internet, not phone, it's radio. So mm-hmm. it's very old school and it works.
Yep.
Now, speaking of working, you have a new job.
Yes, I am an EMT with the Mat-Su Borough.
So you've had a place up here for like 10 years now, 11 years, 12 years now, I don't
12
know,
years.
12 years.
Yeah.
And you've noticed the ambulances going up and down the highway, and you were used to be in the technology industry of the medical world. What made you want to become an EMT?
Well, it was a couple things. One is that I've skied, downhill skied, since I was 15 years old, so almost 40 years now. And I've always thought that I wanted to be a ski patroller. And in order to be on the ski patrol, you needed to have an emergency medical technician certification to do that. When I was working, I never had the time to do that, and so I never got the opportunity. The second thing is that Suzanne Martin, who's our neighbor across the road, was an EMT with the borough. And she would come over and visit with my wife, Terry, to do quilting and things like that. And she always brought her pager and her radio with her because she was an EMT, and she would frequently get a call and have to leave and go run with the ambulance. And what she mentioned is that they were always short of people out here to do that. So if there was only one person that can go, they can't transport anybody because they need somebody to drive and somebody to sit with the patient. And so a lot of times either they'd have to bring an ambulance from Sutton or an ambulance from Palmer, which can be an hour to an hour and a half before anybody gets out here. And so a combination of my desire to eventually do a ski patrol someday and to help out with the local ambulance service, I said I would become an EMT, which is what I did.
So what does that mean? How do you become an EMT?
Okay. You need to take a course. In my case, it was a college course at Mat-Su College, a 6-credit course over the course of last fall semester. Once you do that, you have to take a state certification exam and a national certification exam. And so I'm state certified and national registry of EMT certified. And once you do that, then you have to be hired by the borough. And once you do that, then you have to go through an academy with the borough, a week-long academy where they run you through borough processes and their standard protocols and all of that. Once that's done, then you have to do up to 120 hours of internship with the borough, where you ride as either a third person or a second intern person with ambulances down in Wasilla and Palmer, down what they call the core. And once that's all done, then you can be in the remote areas, which is what I am now. So overall, it took about 10 months total to get through all of that. So it's not insignificant.
It's not insignificant, and it probably wasn't free.
No. Had tuition at Mat-Su College, which was several thousand dollars. I don't remember what the exact amount was. No, it's not free. The Mat-Su Borough, because they are looking for people and they're short of people for EMT service, they have subsidized some classes out in Sutton, for example, to get the EMT certification. But you have to do it on their schedule, and that doesn't always work.
So when you wanted to be an EMT, and we're talking to people out here in Palmer, Wasilla, the Butte, Chicoloon, Sutton, and Glacier View, who would they contact to get started along this line?
The best person would probably be Sherry Day in Sutton. She is the captain for the entire Sutton. There's two ambulance services out this way. One is Sutton, which is based right in the town of Sutton. The other is called Sutton First Response, which is the ambulance that's housed in the bus barn on Victory Road. Sherry's the supervisor for that whole area. The other person to contact is Rachel Cody at Sheep Mountain Lodge, because she is the captain for Sutton First Response, the actual area out here in Glacier View. So she reports to Sherry, so you could actually contact either one of them.
And what about Palmer, Wasilla people? Where would they go?
Palmer and Wasilla people, I guess they would probably just go to the Mat-Su Borough website and look under emergency services, and they could find out there. There's obviously a well-organized bureaucracy in the borough to handle folks that want to get hired by the core area. But out in this area, the best people to contact are Rachel and Sherry.
And last question then, and that is, so you've been in EMT for a little while now. You've done 120 hours of the internship. Has it been rewarding? Is it fulfilling what you thought might be as a positive experience? Not to mean it isn't easy or even inconvenient being on call, but have you had any of those feel-good moments that you said, I guess I'm glad I did this?
Yeah, you always have those because you're helping people as you do it, people who are in trouble and obviously called for help. When you first start out, you're as nervous as heck because you have no idea if you're going to remember everything when you show up at a site. And when you get a call, you don't know what you're going to find and what you're going to see. But so far, I've done maybe 70 to 80 calls between my internship and my work out here. So far, it's been very rewarding. As you said, it can interrupt your life because the pager can go off at any time. Day or
when
night.
You're on call, though, that's only during certain times.
When, out here, if you're around, you're always on call, basically. there's not really a formal being on call or not on call. If you work in the valley in Wasilla or Palmer, they have specific times that you're on call, that you're actually at the station, that you have to sit at the station and wait for a pager to go off. But out in these rural areas like Sutton and Glacier View and Talkeetna and Trapper Creek, you basically are at home and you carry a pager when you're around. And if the pager goes off and you're available to do it, you go.
Tim, outstanding service community to Radio Free Palmer, to the CAB at Radio Free Palmer. You're on that board, the Citizens Advisory Board, and outstanding service to Glacier View community. And I suppose, can you get called down to Chickaloon or Sutton Way?
Yeah, I think our cutoff is about mile 70 on the Glen for Sutton first response up here. And then going the other direction, we'll go all the way out to Lake Louise.
Whoa. So. And if there was obviously something very drastic going on, you might go into Palmer.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Tim Escher, Glacier View resident extraordinaire. And thanks for the interview. Any last comments?
Nope, I don't think so.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us on the Glacier Review here in Glacier View. So just to recap just a wee bit, if you're interested in being an EMT, contact the borough or somebody at the Sutton Emergency Response Station. Also, if you're interested in volunteering at Radio Free Palmer, drop in. We'd love to visit with you. Radio Free Palmer is right next to the bookstore downtown Palmer. Talk to Mike Malevsky. Happy to hear what you'd like to do. We have lots of need for programming, music, technical, and maybe you have your own radio program you would like to sponsor, to actually host. Maybe you have an idea about a music program, science, local news, maybe your local band, and you want to play music on Radio Free Palmer. We'd love to have you on your own program. We'll help you learn how to record it and get it to us over the internet. You can even use the studios if you need. So get a hold of us. Love, this is community radio. Well, let's go into our half program station identifier. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from KVRF, Big Cabbage Radio. We're a member-supported community radio station with members like you. Join Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Be a part of your own local radio station. Do you have an idea for your own program? Let's talk. And remember, stream us live over the internet on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Visit RadioFreePalmer.org for details to become a member today. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Radio Free Palmer from Lion's Head in Glacier View all the way through Chickaloon, Sutton, Palmer, The Butte, and Wasilla. We are broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. Late last fall, we had a fundraiser. Radio Free Palmer community radio station had a fundraiser. We had it downtown, and we did really well. People donated some fabulous things for the silent auction to support your local radio station. So we're going to be doing that again, so look out for hearing about donations. But if you have some fading Alaskana memorabilia, you have a business you'd like to donate some object, you're a listener, you want to contribute to community radio, stop by Radio Free Palmer right near the bookstore, right downtown, and drop it off. We'd love it. We'll put it on the silent auction table. Otherwise, we'll be sending out notes and contacting people. So it's that time of year, fundraising for community radio. Next up, some silly Siri. Okay, this is not serious. This is Siri, the telephone thing. I'm going to ask Siri something, and let's see what happens. I did it earlier today. Let's hope it happens again, I think. Hey, Siri, I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango? thunderbolt and lightning. Very, very frightening me. Galileo, 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 Galileo Figaro Magnifico. I'm just a poor assistant. Nobody loves me. It's just a poor assistant from a poor family. Spirit its life from this monstrosity. Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go? Bismillah. No, we will not let you go. Let it go. Bismillah. We will not let you go. Let it go. Bismillah. We will not let you go. Let me go. Will not let you go. Let me go. Never, never let you go. Never let me go. Oh, no, 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 no.
Whoa. Okay. So, you know, Lexi posted that on Facebook and I thought, well, I'll try it. Cheaper. So if you want to have fun with Siri, and if you think that that is having fun with Siri, the words you say are, you say, hey, Siri. I have to be quiet now because Siri might be listening. So you say, hey, Siri. And then you say, I see a little silhouette of a man. Now, I see a little silhouette of a man. I don't know why it does this. I don't know how. That's above my pay grade. But anyway, that's Siri fun for today. The Nature Conservancy. Okay, we've all heard of the Nature Conservancy. We know about it. There's an Alaska branch of the Nature Conservancy. Well, they have a new map. Some guy said, hey, what's with rivers, streams, and creeks? So go to Radio Free Palmer on Facebook. Radio Free Palmer on Facebook, and check out the link to the Nature Conservancy's new map of the borough. Yeah, of the Matanuska-Susitna borough area. It's not specifically the borough. It's specifically the drainage, which is how the borough was originally designed. This person added 27,000, yes, not 2,700 feet, 27,000 new miles of streams, creeks, and rivers. Now think about it. You know, in the old days, people had sailing ships, and then they had motor boats, and then they had airplanes with cameras. Well, now we have a whole new way of mapping things. I don't even know the ways. They're using LIDAR and radar and all kinds of other satellite and air tools. This person has compiled this, put together a new map, and it's really cool. You can zoom in and zoom in and zoom in. And so he's added 27,000 miles of rivers, creeks, and streams. Now, you get up in the morning and you say, ooh, is that smoke? Well, we've also posted the UAF's link on smoke. There's a smoke page to know where all the tundra forest fires are, where the smoke is. So find them both on Radio Free Palmer's Facebook page. And while you're at it, every morning we have the Glacier View weather. Every morning on weekdays at 8:25. So whether you're driving a truck, maybe a UPS or FedEx or the postman, or maybe you're wanting to hike the local trails or hike the Matanuska Glacier, you can get the conditions every morning at 8:25 every weekday morning. Summertime, it's great for hiking and vacationing and fun. Wintertime, it's good for road conditions. 8:25 every morning, Radio Free Palmer, we call in live for the weather from Glacier View. Every week, the Glacier Review begins with a little, very short melody. You've heard it many times. Here it is. And maybe you wonder, maybe you don't, where did it come from? And what is the significance of it? The significance is I like it. It's a quick little tune, but it's also part of something that's longer. It was written by a guy named John Wilby, who was baptized on the 7th of March in 1574. And then he died in September of 1638. He was an English madrigal composer. Okay, he was the son of a tanner, born in Brome, Suffolk. He never married, he never had children, and died in 1638. Man, that is a long time ago for a madrigal to have survived. Now, it took me, I don't know, a year to get the sheet music. And when I got the sheet music for, it's Fantasia A6. Now, the A has a little line over it, so I don't even know what that means. For recorders. So, it's Fantasia A6 for recorders. Two descants. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. Two trebles, tenor, and bass. This sheet music is printed in 1955, I think it said. Yep, 1955. This is old sheet music. No wonder it took me so long to get it. And you wonder, how did it ever end up in the Glacier Review? Well, here's the little song that I have in iTunes. And you have the notes every time the program starts. Here's the whole song. John Wilby, Fantasia A6. That's quite the performance. Well, that's it for today's program. If you want to donate something to Radio Free Palmer, bring it by the station for our silent auction this fall. We're starting to put out the notices. So support your local radio station. Thanks for listening today. Check our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Check out all those great links that we post on there, the local news, the new map with 27,000 miles of river that has just not been recorded. All right. Well, this is the Glacier Review. My name is Joseph Davis. Thank you for joining me this week, and I look forward to our next program next week. Good wishes to you and yours from the Glacier Review.